Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori, Vimi Morasi, and for Yisrael Daniel Ben Shein Adina. L'bracha v'atzlach v'chol ma'aseh yadav. We're going to be discussing the idea of democracy. Is democracy a Jewish concept? What is the Jewish, ideal Jewish form of government? There was a beautiful article written in the Tchumen set of Svarim. Every year they put out a Tchumen, for many decades already. This was the 20th volume, which was already 19 years ago, so I guess they're up to 39. And it was written by Rabbi Yitzchak Geiger, so we're going to be basing our discussion on his wonderful article. So the Torah says in Parshas HaMelech and Dvarim Yitzayin, Psukim Yadalat Hesvav Kisabu Al Aretz Etc. Amata Simalai Melech Kol Avim Asher Svivosei Som Tosim Alecha Melech Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo Mikerev Achecha Tosim Alecha Melech Lo Sucha Lo Seis Alecha Ish Nochri Asher Lo Achicha Hu. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, should appoint a king. If you say, I want to place upon myself a king, like all the goyim around me, place yourself a king that God chooses. For among your brothers, but it shouldn't be a goyish king. So it seems like a monarchy is the ideal. However, there's already machokas tanoim, Sanhedrin chaf omid beis. Is it a mitzvah lahamid melech? That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Noroi says no. That they complain, so they can have it, but that's not the ideal. Halacha, the Rambam famously paskin, Sochus Malachim, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, like Rabbi Yehuda, the histaigut of Rabbi Nehoroi's reluctance to attach a mitzvah to the appointment of a king, can be explained a number of ways. You could go like the Abar Ben El and his parish to Shmuel Aleph Perek Ches, that he doesn't like the whole idea of a monarchy. He writes, Mif'al ha-yetzer hara was bakasha sa'am. It's like the yetzer hara working. Or maybe like the Sforno says, Dvarim Yitzayin Yedalet, it's kechol ha-goyim. That's the type. It's not that he doesn't like a monarchy in general. He doesn't want a monarchy that's kechol ha-goyim, like all the Gentiles. Or maybe he doesn't like the fact that flesh and blood should rule over the people. Like Hashem said to Shmuel after the nation asked for a king, Lo oscha ma'asu ki osima asu mimloch aleihem. It's not you, Shmuel, that they were despising. It's me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they're despising. But we still have to deal with the psak of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Chov limnos melech. We know that today, in the two greatest countries in the world, Eretz Yisrael, the land, the chosen land, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and what they call Eretzot HaBrit, the lands of the covenant, even though the covenant is in Eretz Yisrael, there was no covenant of Eretzot HaBris, right? But they call it Eretzot HaBrit. I didn't make up the language. I don't even speak it. So in the United States, it's also a wonderful country, great freedom for all peoples. Few arguments, immigration yes, immigration no, free health care for all, not free health care for all, free college for all, not free college for all, give everybody $1,000 a month, don't give everybody $1,000 a month, socialism, capitalism, a few small machlokos, but everybody agrees that America is, I would think, for the most part, a great country, and it's a democracy, and the state of Israel is a democracy. We have the Rambam says, point the king, so we're not going for a democracy. However, the Netziv in Hamik Dover, Dvarim Yitzayin Yedalid, says that choosing the right form of government depends on how the Jewish people are doing. Ve'amarta, says the Netziv, Loshen ze b'mashma she'ein ze mitzvah v'muchlat limnos melech, ela rishus. So it's mashma that it's not an absolute mitzvah, it's a rishus. Ve'amarta, you're going to say, Ay, v'ayadu b'divrei chazal she mitzvah limanos melech. We know from Chazal that it's a mitzvah to appoint a king. So why then does it say V'amarta? V'nir'ah says Marenu Hanetziv, Shemishum Shehanhogas, right, the Rosh Yeshiva of Elozhin, Rav Tel Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, 1800s. Shemishum Shehanhogas Hamedina Mishtana. Imisnaig al pidas melucho al pidas on vanevchar miyesh medina sheni chol lizbol das melucho veish medina shemalom melech harikus svina blo kabernit. Because it all depends on the people. Some people need a king. Some people don't. Some people without a king, they're like a ship without a captain. And some people are beseder. But there was the Efshar Lassal piachreich mitzis esei shrebinyan ashaich lanhogas haklan oligel sakonis nefashis stoich mitzis esei. He can't appoint command to appoint a king, because if a monarchy will not work, then we're not allowed to establish one, because it's sakanas nefashas, it's going to endanger everybody. So a mitzvah do, a mitzvah dort, a mitzvah hin, a mitzvah her. It's great to have a mitzvah, but we know that sakanas nefashas is docha kol haTorah kula. So if we see that a monarchy will bring to sakanas nefashas because it's going to endanger the people, it's not the best type of government for these people, so then we can appoint a different type of government, we can establish a different type of government. So therefore the Torah didn't command absolutely to appoint a king. But if people see that that's what's best for them, adarab, it's a mitzvah. Mishum kach, yev shel etzavus behechet lamanus melech, kol zman shel ala baskama sam lizbol ol melech. Al pisharo medinos asher sviv asem misnagus beseder yoser nachon. O oz mitzisese lamanos lesanhedrin lamanos melech. So they look around. And they see other people are doing better, so they want their form of government. But if you see that V'amarta, you look around and you see that a king is going to be good for you. Because they look around, they look at other governments, they say, wow, look at Sweden. Sweden has a king, that's so cool. And look at how happy people are in Sweden. Have you ever met an unhappy Swedish person? Probably not, right? You probably haven't met so many Swedes. But if you see that that's what you want, that's going to be best for you, then there's a mitzvah. And based on the Netziv, Harav Moshe Tzvi Neria, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivos Bnei Akiva, very prominent personality in the Israeli Torah scene, writes in his beautiful Sefer Tznif Melucha. I love that Sefer. The Sefer Tznif Melucha in Vepsachi is great Svarim of Neria. He writes that Torah Elokit HaNitzchit לא קשרה עצמה ולא קפתה עצמה לשום משטר מדיני מסוים, כיוון שדברים האלה לא ניתן לקביעות. The Torah didn't establish any set government because there is no, in any given generation, there are different needs. הם משתנים לפי חיי שעה ולפי צורכי השעה. As the Ramban says in Dvarim, Vav Yudches, שאי אפשר לזכור בתורה כל הנהגות האדם, ותיקוני היישוב והמדינות. You can't write everything in the Torah, saying the Torah tells us the basic guidelines. You can't write all the details. So it's totally in the people. ולכן גם בבעיה עיקרית שאלת המונרכיה לא קבע תורה מסמרות. Therefore, in the primary problem, the question of a monarchy, the Torah didn't establish it in stone. זה מחלוקת חכמים, מינוי מלך רשות או חובה. But like the Netziv says, it's totally ברצון העם. הרב יעקב אריאל, who is the Rav Harashi of Ramat Gan, or was, I believe he's retired now. He's getting up there in years, probably in his 80s already. But Nidati Lumi world, maybe the Gadol, the biggest Talmud Chacham in the Dati Lumi world today, Rav Yaakov Ariel. He has a brother who lives in the Rova, who's the Machon HaMikdash. Yisrael Ariel, also a very Chashiv Talmud Chacham. They're a Talmidim of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook. So he says maybe it depends on the level of the person who is the candidate to be king. Rak kaasher yesh melech ideali, asher gam Hashem v'gam am unyanim bo, rak az yesh mitzvah lemanoto. Ach kaasher ein ishiyut kazu, ein mitzvah lemanot melech. Ugeshein melech, retzon am hu akoveh eze tzurat shelton adifa beinav. So if there's an ideal king, God wants him, the people want him, then it's a mitzvah to appoint him. When there's no such person, there's no mitzvah. And then when there's no king, so then the people decide what the preferable form of government is for them. It's kedai also to see the article of Rav Chaim David Halevi, who is the Rav HaRashi HaSvaradi of Tel Aviv, in Tchumen, in the 8th volume from 1987, Dat Torah Binyanim Medinim, and in his Sefer Torah Chaim in Chelek Beis, Tel Aviv, was put out in the year 1993. And Rav Ariel discusses this in his Sefer Me'ole Torah, which was put out in Kfar Darom in the year 1998, Tavshin and Ches. So according to Rav Ariel, today we can appoint we can establish a democratic government, because that's what people want. And who's fitting to be king today? Who's out there we can point to who's going to be king? Bibi might think he's king, but he's not. It's still a democracy. Maybe Bibi doesn't think he's king. Maybe Bibi thinks he's... You know what I think if you'd ask him, he would say, I think I'm Rosh Memshallah, I don't think I'm king. And he'd be right, because he is Rosh Memshallah. So the Gemara talks about Bibi Bar Abaye. So you have to have, gotta love Bibi. I mean, you don't gotta, but gotta love Bibi Bar Abaye, that's for sure. Says Hagoyin Atzadik Rav Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Herzog in a Sefer Tchukah LiYisrael Al Pi HaTorah, which was published in Yerushalayim in 1989, the first volume on page 5 to 5 and 6. He writes, Ein adayin lefanenu sheila shel minui melech. Ein ma'amidim melech batchila el al pi beidin shel shivim zkenim vi al pi navi ki Yoshua sheminau Moshe Rabbeinu veit dino sheminau Shmuel Ramati uveit dino. So in order to have a melech, zok the Rambam, you need a Beis Din of 71, you need a Navi, like Joshua was appointed by Moses, and his Beis Din, Moses was a prophet. Why does he need a Beis Din? Moshe Rabbeinu himself was equal to 70, as the Gemara says. And Shaul was appointed by Shmuel and his Beis Din. Ve'achshav lo rak she'en od Navi, ela she'en lanu Beit Din Agadol shel 71. Not only don't we have a Navi, we also don't have a Beis Din of 71. And we can't appoint a Beis Din of 71 because we don't have Smuchim. People who have Smicha mimos Moshe Rabbeinu. We know that Rav Maimon, the famous first Sar HaDatot, Rav Yehuda Leib Fishman Maimon, his daughter was Geula Raphael, whose husband was Rav Yitzhak Varfel. Rav Yitzhak Raphael was the head of Mossad Rav Kook. He was also in government, and she called herself her Shema Sem Sifruti. Her pen name was Geula Bat Yehuda. She was the daughter of Rav Maimon. She was Nifteres maybe a year ago, at the age of 101, I believe. She was Zoche to Doris Yisharim. She only had one son, Rav Shilo, but Rav Shilo died young, Nebuch, but also a Goyen, a Tzadik, Rav Shilo Raphael. But he was Zoche to have a number of children who have themselves children, so Baruch Hashem, the Doros are continuing. And Rav Maimon signed the Megillat HaTzmaut. He made sure to put God's name on there. It wasn't on there, so he wrote Suri Yisrael V'Goalo, Mashu, because after he signed his name. And he wanted to establish a Sanhedrin. As we know, the Brisker Rav was less than happy with that, but we are not getting in now the history of Hakamat Medinat Yisrael and the various differences of opinion. But Al-Kopanim, he wanted to establish the Sanhedrin. He wanted to reestablish the Smicha. But in the meantime, we don't have Smicha, we don't have a Sanhedrin, Ein Ma La'asot, and therefore, and we also don't know who's Miyuchas Mi Beis David, so therefore, Ein Ma La'asot, we can't have a king today. And therefore, we go to the famous words that are always quoted of Maran HaRav Kook, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha, when talking about the halachic status of Malchus Beis Chashmonai. I was zocha to write a lengthy article on that, V'Siyata D'Shmaya. He writes, Nerim Advarim, Shebizman She'en Melech, Kivan Shemishpete HaMelucha, Hem Gam Ken Ma Shenogea L'Matzav HaKlali Shel Oma, Chozrim Elo HaZchuyot Shel HaMishpatim L'Yidei Oma B'Chla. If we don't have a king, then who's the king? The people! And whoever they appoint has a ding king. It's not only Rav Kook's idea, it's another Sfarim as well. So So therefore it emerged that we can choose our own form of government. We have the right, we are the king. So now the question is, what about democracy? Is there a source for democracy? Is democracy a good thing? So that, sweet friends, is going to be, if God gives me life and God gives me health and the financial means to continue, then Mirtzeh Hashem, B'li Neder, we will discuss that in Shi'ur number 2. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.